In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
It is that time, chat with Stu Mack. Good morning, Stuart McMillan.
Hello, Scott J. Gow. The anniversary of Pearl Harbor is upon us, and I know we've never really done a chat about that, and I've always been fascinated by military history, and of course, Pearl Harbor, second to 9/11, was one of the greatest tragedies in American history as far as loss of life and an attack from a foreign country. Yeah, foreign country. We're 80-plus years away from it now, and we kind of lose the weight of what was on the world at the time as we were being attacked by another country. It's just mind-boggling to me, really.
It got us into World War II.
Yeah,
we were not in World War II before Pearl Harbor.
Right.
On December 7th, around 8 a.m. local time, the Japanese, obviously people know this story, but there's a lot of details that maybe people don't know. Two waves of aerial attacks on the Navy base launched from six aircraft carriers. 2,400 Americans were killed, 1,100 injured. Eight battleships were damaged or destroyed, including the USS Arizona, described here on a newsreel.
A single lucky hit was responsible for the disaster that befell the Arizona when a Jap bomb falling directly through one of the battleship's funnels exploded in the engine room and set ablaze tons of fuel oil. The Arizona's courageous crew stuck to its guns until the very end.
It's interesting that the term Jap was used then commonly.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of the newsreels, and that word, I mean, today people don't say that.
The Japs, things like that.
Right. Yeah. At the time, the Japanese and the United States there were high tensions, didn't like each other.
Yeah.
It was definitely an impetus for the U.S. to act because the next day, December 8th, President Roosevelt went to Congress and said, we want to declare war on Japan.
Tora Tora Tora, the movie, captures this quite well when, you know, the Japanese have done their attack on Pearl Harbor. There's a scene in the movie where one of the generals from the Japanese is kind of like, you know, we're all applauding this, but, you know, I think we've awakened a sleeping giant.
眠れる巨人を起こし 奮い立たせる結果を招いたも同然である。So
to quote him exactly, in Japanese, he's saying, I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with terrible resolve.
Oh, man, I've chills just hearing that. And I get chills and every time I watch that movie and that scene comes along.
He was right. Whether or not
he
that was
right.
actually said in real life.
a few years later, you know, we saw that play out.
I mean, 4 years later,
yeah.
The end of the war, the atom bombs, who could have seen that coming?
Right.
It's just, it's a remarkable period, a very sad period in our history, honestly, but a remarkable period nonetheless to learn from.
Mm. Well, there were some locals that were at Pearl Harbor when all of this was going down. I want to share a story. So this story focuses on Lieutenant Charles Kurtz, the fleet safety officer aboard the USS St. Louis. And it contributed to the ship earning the nickname the Lucky Lou. And here's
oh, that's pretty good.
It's pretty amazing what they were able to do. So despite the cruiser being moored in the shipyard when the attack was happening with its engines cold, and there was a steel gangplank welded to another ship, the crew was able to race into action anyway. They cut the gangplank with a torch to get detached from that other ship. And under the command of Captain George A. Rude, the St. Louis got underway at 9:31 a.m., maneuvering skillfully past two cabled minesweepers and a burning battleship row. They were able to exit the harbor. And there was a man named Marty Barnes of Missouri, a 19-year-old Marine corporal, who was aboard the light cruiser USS St. Louis at Pearl Harbor. And he was on the deck for flag-raising duty, okay? He immediately raced to the closest 50-cal machine gun and just started opening fire.
On the planes?
On the planes.
Oh, wow. There's footage. There's video. People were taking video footage.
Yeah.
Of the USS Arizona going down, of the planes coming in. It's talk about goosebumps. Oh. Watching those planes come in, it's chilling. I mean, just seeing them come through the sky, like.
And radar
crazy.
Was very new at the time.
Yeah.
And they had just installed the radar at Pearl Harbor. And we're like, what are all these dots on here? I mean, yeah. It's a scary time. So here's how the Lucky Lou made out of the attack. They were one of the only ships to actually make it out of there, and they weren't completely unscathed, but they were able to make it out. So the St. Louis crew fought for over an hour, avoiding direct hits from dive bombers. They were severely damaged.
Thanks to all those people for what they did that day.
That's the reason we have this chat, is to be able to salute them, salute the families and everyone that went through that. And even the St. Louisans that went through that, and the locals who died. There's a long list of men and women who died from this area that were there at Pearl Harbor at one of the most pivotal moments in U.S. history.
Never forget.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.